The sound of spokes was the only noise during the low-speed, 7-mile route that wound through the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. The participants here were remembering Jim Lambert and Matt Billings, both killed in a collision with a pickup truck in 2015. Both men were with the Akron Bicycle Club, and fellow member Sue Serdenak from Richfield was at the event last night.
I was biking with Matt the night before the fatal accident. Talked to him in the parking lot afterwards, and we talked about how much he was enjoying biking. He had a new baby and had taken time off. He was a good example of staying in shape.
Stacy Rhea from Stowe agrees, saying it takes passion to achieve that level of performance as a cyclist. And she says it takes an awareness of your surroundings.
I personally no longer ride by myself on the road. I always try to have somebody with me, just to be on the safe side in case something does happen.
Rio is one of many people at the event who was encouraged about the future of bike safety thanks to the 3-foot law that took effect in March. It sets a specific buffer zone for automobiles that want to pass bicycles. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.